Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again today to do some wonderful healings with everybody, and we're bringing in some of the divine source energies probably in about 15, 20 minutes here on the show. This is a lot of people's favorites because they have such wonderful energies as they come into your room. So if this is your first time on the show, just click on Creation Lightship Healings. You can go to Monday or any of the other days, which would be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And just click on our show and scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar. And if you wish to communicate to us, we prefer that you go onto the Fast Chat, and that's lit up underneath the light beam there. It says BBS Fast Chat. And you can communicate with us that way. So what we're going to first do is some healings, and we're going to start off with chakra healings for everyone. And I think everybody knows what chakras are. Basically, you could get a pendulum if you wanted to actually see the energies, have somebody hold it over you or you hold it over them and put it over the different areas on their body, your forehead, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, around your navel and base of your tailbone there. And you're going to actually see it spin if you have that intent for that. And the direction doesn't really matter too much. To me, it's just as long as it spins in a nice circle. If it's not a nice round circle, then it's out of balance somewhat. It could go left to right or back and forth or an elliptical circle, but you want it to be round. So anyway, we're going to do this chakra alignment first. The chakras go out of alignment through psychic attacks, through somebody's thoughts being projected towards you. Just an illustration of that. Let's say that you saw a singer on TV or maybe a singer live at a restaurant or a bar or wherever you go to, and this person's singing, and you're very envious of what they're singing because you want to sing yourself. Well, you may put out a psychic cord to that person, to their throat chakra, and you're actually taking energy from that person, and you may not know that, but this is how the person would get a psychic attack, we'll say, from that. For instance, a very beautiful woman with large breasts, maybe the guy might look at her and go, wow, you know. Well, then all of a sudden that woman is attached there also. So, you know, there's all different ways that people get attacks. And it's good to clear yourself off. So what we do now during this session, we actually disconnect these cords and move the chakras around so they're facing properly. So when the chakra gets attacked, your spirit... and maybe your body or both or one or the other will actually take the chakra and decrease the size of it along with moving it around in your body, maybe backwards so that it won't be attacked too heavily. Otherwise, you start losing all of your life force energy. So the whole thing is that you're having your energy taken from you. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center first. We always start with the heart. This is where your spirit resides in you. So heart chakra. And connecting with all of you right now, just sit back and relax. These healings are done by the light ship. There's nothing for you to do. And you just have to just show up here. And there we go. That's perfect. You may feel the energy move in your body, too, as this happens. And now we're going to your throat chakra. There we go. And now we're going to your third eye. Wonderful. And now we're going to go back down to your solar plex area. This is your power chakra, personal power. And that one's off for some people quite a bit. So I'm going to move that around a little bit for you. And you may actually feel it move yourself like a little internal earthquake. Or you might feel some warmth or tingles in your body too. Now we're going to go down to your second chakra, just below your navel. I use the term, you know, creativity. This is how you get your creativity. It could also be called sexuality. And then that one's aligned now. And now we go down to the first chakra, which is how you view life. Typically, it's like survival. So that one's in alignment right now. Wonderful. So now we're going to go to your heart chakra and open it up. And here we go. I use the word spin, so heart chakra, spin, 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 open, great. Now we go to your throat, spin, 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 open. And now to your third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down now to your heart, spin, 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 That feels good. Let's do it some more with the heart here. Spin, 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 spin. They want it more here, so spin, 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 spin. Wonderful. That feels really good. Now, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, they want to do some more work on your throat chakras, so here we go. Throat, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. There, I'll feel very, very balanced right now. So, might just kind of take note on how your energy system feels. Next, we're going to do an entity clearing. Entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on. There's also other energies that attach to us, but we won't go into that because the other ones are much easier to release. So these are energies of people that who passed on, their emotions, their emotional body still around. This is what we see as ghosts around, okay? And they will come into us because they need life force energy to live on. And this life force energy is created by your spirit. So they'll come into our body, they'll attach to our body, they'll come into our waking consciousness. And at that point, if they get far enough into us, then we start living their life in our bodies. So, and their thoughts are projected to us. We don't want to have that happen to us, so we want to get fully into our body so that these don't attach to us. This is why we're doing this show, to get you into your body more, to allow you to be with your spirit. So here we go. Wonderful. So we're just clearing some away. You might feel your body change. We're going to bring back more of your spirit fragments. If you want to use the word soul fragments, you can. I use the word spirit because in the light ship we use the word spirit. Everything is spirit. And here we go. We're bringing them back to you. They're being cleansed and balanced. Wonderful. And on the count of 10, as more of you come back into your body now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, more of you coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more entity clearing. Remember, you can only bring in as much as you're cleaned out. It's like having a full glass of water. You can't put any more into it. So there we go. Releasing some more entities from us here. And they come in through our physical pain, through traumas that we go through, when we get emotionally upset, when you get angry. All these things are not love energy. And because your spirit is love energy, it can't resonate in that lower frequency realm. And it leaves, moment by moment. So, there we go. This feels great. Clearing some more of your spirits here. So, here we go. Coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do what we call the drop in consciousness, your waking consciousness into your heart center. So, this is your mind to your heart drop here. And this will allow you to be with your spirit to get your spiritual guidance. And this is the only place you can really get it accurately because your spirit will not come into your head. It's always in your heart center because your ego is in your head. So we're going to drop you down now. I want to visualize like an elevator. And we'll say your 10th floor is your forehead to visualize. And your heart center is number one. And we're dropping you down now, so here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just like dropping down floors in an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. We have a good group on tonight, Sylvia. So are you there? This energy feels fantastic tonight.
Yes, I agree. It really does. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being with us again. And we're going to talk this week about exciting new healings from the Creation Light Ship. So recently there's been some wonderful new healings that have come from the Light Ship, and Ron will be talking about those and bringing in divine energies, and, of course, answering any questions that you have. So, like Ron said a little bit ago, if you do have questions, you can just click on VBS Fast Chat and fire away, and we'll try to get to all of your questions throughout the show. Also, in case you haven't seen this yet, you might like to know that you can now have the beautiful light being and the ship insignia and the fast chat all kind of in front of you on your monitor at one time. If you just click on to the Creation Light Ship page and scroll down to the light being and then open up the fast chat window, then you'll see the little links at the bottom of the fast chat window for the Lightship insignia as well as for the 12 Creation Energies page. So you can bring up the insignia next to the light being, just slide it over, and then you don't have to fool around with minimizing and going back and forth and all that stuff. It makes it really easy, and we can give a big thanks to our friend Nima for setting that up for us. So thank you very much. It's wonderful. So we're talking today about the 12 Creation Energies, and you might like to just now click on that and pull up that window. And once you do, if it's not large enough for you to really see the picture, then you can just click on it again, and it'll largen, and then you can scroll up and down the page and see it. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you for right now to just talk about those creation energies.
Okay, well, I got lost and we're found, so here we go. So if you're on the little explanation here, you're going to see one star on the top here. That was initial creation energy, and this energy is from the light, and then it decided to split itself into two different halves. So you can call it male, female if you wish, but it's for the mirror reflection, just like yourself having a twin flame energy. And then it decided to do creation, so it divided itself into 12 separate energies, each one from the initial source. So each energy is equal to the source energy, but there's 12 of them. And each one has a little different, flavor of the divine, so to speak. This is why when I bring the energies in, they feel a little different to us. And then those 12 naturally divided off into their mirror reflections to make 24. But we mainly work with the first 12 in wholeness here. So this is the diagram if you wanted to click on it. If you don't have it in front of you, just go underneath the fast chat, and it's the one on the right side. Click on it. Then you may want to maximize your screen, or you could probably click on the picture itself, and it will be magnified for you. And you can look at it later on if you wish. And this is kind of how creation started, and these 12 energies with their twin flame, or 24 total, is what actually does the creation. And then they create other I'll use the word light beings to do work there. And then creation starts, and this is how we got created. So that's kind of basically that in a nutshell. So what we're going to do is we had a request on the fast chat to do maybe a chemical brain detox here. So I think we'll do that here. We'll do it with one of the 12 energies. So I'm going to just minimize my screen here, and I'm going to go to past the light beam, and we're going to bring in one of the 12 energies here, and I'm scrolling down. Now it's in front of me, this beautiful insignia, or you can just click on it yourself. underneath the fast chat. And I'm going to bring in creation energy number one. And it'll come through this beautiful insignia. You may see the colors change on it as this picture gets energized. Oh, it's very beautiful. I see the pink around it glowing now. I'm seeing white light coming off the screen. Just kind of look at it. If you don't see it, blink your eye. If you're a little perceptive as far as sensing energies, you're going to feel like a right to your heart center. And it'll go into your whole room where you are right now. Very, very beautiful. So we'll ask for this to help us out for maybe metal detoxification, maybe detoxification for chemicals in our brain. If we've had any drugs, prescription drugs or whatever, so we're asked to have it do this here. And you can also ask also for healings. If you feel like you're perfectly healthy, just ask for a tune-up. So here's creation energy number one coming to help us here. And I'll just put some music on so you can enjoy. And we'll see you back in a few minutes here. This energy only works heart to heart. Energy number two, and it'll have a little different vibration here. And again, just sit back and relax. Maybe just close your eyes and request some healings. Number three now, and here it comes. And again, nothing for you to do, just showing up is all that you have to do, is to have this energy come into you. Just request your healings right now. Well, that really felt good. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, great. Well, I'll pick up a question that we have here on the fast chat from someone asking if you can help with overeating and help with dropping excess weight.
Oh, boy. I don't know on that one. That's a good question. Typically, you'd want to find what the root cause would be on that. And typically, most of the issues are emotionally based. So I'd say you want to probably try the emotional healing first to see if that would help you. And it also could be, you know, hormones, too. So that's a very hard question to answer. And the light ship never guarantees anything. You know, it's between you and them when you go to the light ship. And, you know, if you have an emotional problem down here, which basically causes most of our illnesses, then you want to release that baggage. Remember, who you are is your past, whether it be a second ago or, you know, the genetic pathways of your physical body. They all play a, you know, a toll on who you are and what you're expressing right now in your life. Okay, Sylvia.
Well, perhaps we could do a sampling of the emotional clearing for this listener who is requesting that so they can get the idea of how that may be able to feel for them.
Okay, sure. So just sit back. We're going to go from this point in time right now, this now, back to your last birthday. And the light ship uses the chakras to do work with, but there's a lot more to it than that. But here we go. And we'll go back a few years for you. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. In one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That's the emotional clearing. I'll do a feeling body. That one is very similar. It's like, you know, two sides of the same coin. The emotional energy is how you go into the event, in a sense, what it is, what it's about. And the feeling is how you experienced it, okay? Was it painful? You know, so it's a whole different clearing itself. And it goes, in a sense, maybe a little deeper. And it depends where you live. Some people live in feelings, some live in emotions, some people live in both. But the emotion is what has to be cleared off first in order to have your spirit come more into your body to do healings with you. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. And we'll do one other clearing here. We'll do a sensory body. This is how your five senses input energies into you. And some people get sensory overloaded, overstimulated. So we're going to do some clearing here. Same process from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There. If you wanted to sit back and relax now and look upon your life, say the last 2 years, 3 years to now, just pick a situation that you didn't like and maybe you felt awful about. Maybe it makes your body kind of, you know, want to repel by thinking about it. Just look at it now and just see how you feel. It should be very distant to you. And this allows you to get more spirit into your body. So I'll just put some music on for about a half a minute or so, and you can just kind of examine different situations that happened to you in the last 2 to 3 years to current here. feel like you're a little more balanced right now, and that the past and those few years are not haunting you, recycling stuff into your life right now. And you probably know more in the next day or two after you've experienced this healing and your friends actually see a change in your life. So, Sylvia, what should we do next?
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to get into the subject of parallel lives, but we've got a few more questions on the fast chat that I'd like to get to before we do that. So we have a question, food, regarding foods and what to eat, meat or no meat, and also, is alcohol best avoided?
Good question. That's a rough one on both of those. I do eat some chicken myself. I don't eat red meat. I don't drink alcohol at all. So it kind of depends, you know, on you, what you want to, you know, experience. Kind of check your body out and just see what's best. Regardless, it just depends. Because when you do, like eat vegetarian, you know, you are killing something too. So just that the conscience is not there like you would have maybe, you know, eating beef or something. But I really don't get into that too much with people. Because some people do need to have that lower density energy in them to feel that they're more in their body sometimes. But it's kind of up to you. But alcohol, I would say, you know, don't have it only because you could go out of your body. You know, if you had like one glass of wine and you don't lose your awakening consciousness, that's probably perfectly fine. But when you do have too much of anything in alcohol, as you start losing your spirit out of your body, you're going to see your eyes becoming glossed over. And that invites entities to come into you. And remember, they come in and they don't always leave. So if you're not home, who is? Okay, Sylvia.
Well, I think that the most important thing that you can say about those topics is that you have to really connect with your own spirit and find out what's right for you and, you know, get your guidance. Because if you go to, you know, bookstores, there might be, you know, 6,000 books on what to eat, and they all conflict with each other. So it's very hard to sort out what's right until you start really going within and getting your guidance. And the thing is, too, is what's right for you may change from one month to the next, depending on, you know, what you're doing and what you're going through, and, you know, if you're doing work to prepare maybe for the ascension and your body is changing, well, then maybe your needs for food are going to change right along with it. So maybe we can talk just a minute before we get into the parallel lives, Ron, about going within and making that connection and how to strengthen that for people.
Sure. Like we did earlier, we use the technique of like the elevator dropping down from your, you know, your forehead. We'll say that's where your consciousness would be typically, where your thinking abilities would be, and you drop that down into your heart center. And the more you can scan the heart, the better off you are. It's not typically an easy thing to do because of just living here on the earth plane, you know. If you, you know, lived up on a mountainside and somebody brought you food every day, everything else, you could probably do it very easily. But it's always good to connect, and that's where you want to get your guidance for whatever you're doing. So always drop into your heart center to get that guidance. Your spirit will not come into your head. I would imagine at some point in time it probably could when you're fully embodied. But until that time, the heart center is where your spirit is going to reside. That's where its safety is and where you want to connect to get your true guidance, not inside of your head.
Okay, great. Well, as promised, we are going to talk a bit about the subject of parallel lives, how that was brought to the earth by the dark energies that were basically not in spiritual integrity, and how you can address that situation in your own life, and hopefully have sample clearing of parallel lives. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, well, yeah, basically the controlling energies on this planet that are mainly off-planet, and they're brought to us down here by these typical soulless beings that were not created by the light. And then some of them are created by the light, but they decided to turn dark. So we have two different types of programs going on. But basically, on an overall situation, the darkness wanted to take you, the spirit of you, and just keep you busy continuously, kind of like a workaholic. So they created and made parallel lives for you to go into different bodies at different time sequences. And so these parallel lives, in one sense, could be a projection of what you're living right now. It could be a completely different person. It could be another artificial planet that looks like this one that was created. And so you're going there continuously, doing all this work, and naturally, because of that, you're fragmented out in this lifetime. And what can happen is that your spirit can have knowledge being brought to you, which could be good from a parallel life. You know, that's one of the benefits. The negative thing is that you might be tired all the time, and your spirit may actually be in a body that could be missing maybe an arm or a leg, or it could be maybe a person has a bad back or something. Remember, your spirit's with you to heal you. Well, if it comes in wounded, then it's going to come into you, and you may actually manifest the illness from someone else that you're attached to, unknowing to yourself, through a parallel life. So I hope that's kind of clear to all of you. So what you want to do is kind of clear away your parallel life so that you're living one life in the moment, one life now. So what we're going to do is we did this a few nights ago and had a lot of comments on it. And we're going to go and bring your spirit out of five lifetimes that you're in right now and bring it back to you. And so this the light ship is doing. And all the healings come from the light ship directly. And this is why they work so quickly and so, in a sense, in our terminology, effortlessly, because they created you and they're here to help you. So here we go. And we're going to the fifth life, and I'll just go to the chakras again just to have a way to work with the energy. So here we go. I'm going to be releasing you from your fifth life here, life number five, wherever that is. And you may even have a glimpse of maybe seeing an oriental person or maybe a black person or a white person or maybe could be a banker or a ditch digger or whatever, you know, a nice chef someplace, you know, you never know. But here it goes. Just be creative and see what you can pick up. So here we go. We're going to be releasing you now, bringing your spirit back to you from that lifetime. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, that one life is returned to you. Life number four. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Life number three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number two. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And number one. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so now you're released from those lives and you're back here in integrity right now with your body. And so your spirit now can release that, and you can have more energy now in this lifetime. We're now going to do a spirit healing on you. So we're going to take these five parts of your spirit that came. This is like your whole spirit, but it's fragmented out in time, okay? I'm going to take the first one here and do a healing on it here. Wonderful. And number four, great, wonderful. Number three, number two, number one, perfect. And bring them back into you right now. So we'll bring in five. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So how do you feel, Sylvia? Feel any shifting?
Yeah, it feels very good to me. Feel more present, and that's good. Very good. Let's see here. If you have any, if you've experienced anything on that clearing, we'd love to hear from you on the fast chat. And also, we do have another request and a question. So the question is, do plants feel pain?
I would probably say yes, uh-huh. They do have a type of pain body. That's what I'm perceiving right now as I look at them, yes, uh-huh. And so do trees. That's why if you ever look at a tree that was cut down, you still see their energy pattern where the tree used to be. So it's always best to ask the spirit of a tree or even grass that you cut it, plants, et cetera, to tell it what you're doing before you do whatever you plan to do. That way the consciousness from you to them will be able to they'll be able to leave and be prepared for that transition. So I hope that helps someone out there. What we're going to do next here, I guess we'll do a healing here. It looks like I'm reading about the EMF clearing. So we'll do, we'll have the light ship take away from you and put you into a sacred space where there is no energies around you. I remember just being very simple. You know, we have, radio signals going through our bodies. That's why you could turn your car radio on and hear it. It's going through you, too, these different frequencies and TV and cellular phones, et cetera, and many other things, plus off-planet mind control energies. As above, so below. So there's a lot of energies coming through us. So we have a light ship come now and put us in this little sacred cocoon energy so you can be at one with your own consciousness without being bombarded by all these different frequencies to alter your thinking process here. So just sit back and relax. There we go. And I'll count to 10, and at 10 it'll start, and I'll put some music on just for a little bit, and you can experience being in oneness with your own thoughts here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And it should start to feel this cocoon energy around you as it expands out about a 20-foot diameter. Probably find that your mind is getting quieted down now. Minds are probably pretty quiet, and your thoughts should be nice and clear. So we'll bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in one of the creative source energies now, and we'll bring it in again through the light ship insignia. So I'll just put that up on your monitor screen if you don't already have it up, and we'll bring in creation energy number 4. So just kind of watch the insignia here. It'll probably change colors. For mine, on my monitor, it's very, very bright. I'm seeing a lot of just like white light emanating from this photograph right now. And remember, the light chip only works in the now. Light chip never created darkness. And it only works from heart to heart, love energy. So I'll just sit back and relax again and request healing, or just kind of just enjoy the energy just to flow through your body too. It's very nice to experience the oneness energy. Remember, this energy is part of you. And it created you, so you're a part of it as it's a part of you too. So energy number 5 now, and it'll be a little different energy coming into you. But these are the creative energies that created you, that created your spirit. So you're going to be able to actually feel the vibrations in your physical body now as this integrates with you. Number 6 here, and here it comes. These are all the wholeness energies. They're not divided in half. It's the total energy of the creative source. So here it comes. Over to you.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. Another thing that, along the same lines of getting kind of dispersed or being spread out too thin, just like with the parallel lives, kind of a similar thing is when our energy or our mind has kind of gotten either stuck in the past or is kind of putting itself out into the future for our future creations, and then we're not really in the now or in the present. So maybe we can do something like have the light shop help people get into the now by getting the energy from the past or from the future.
you back from the future, back to the current now here. So here we go. So we're going to go back, we'll go back 6 months here. You might feel a shift in energies here. So 6 months back to 5 months right now. So there we go. And 5 to 4 and 4 to 3 and 3 to 2 and 2 to 1. There we go. So you may just kind of sample that, see how you feel right now. Now we're going to take people who are in the past, living in the past, and it's the same process. We're going to go now from 6 months back again. So 6 months to the 5th month, good. 5th to 4th, good. 4th to 4, a lot of people are there. 4th to 3rd, do that one again. 4th to 3rd, 4th to 3rd, great, okay. 3rd to 2nd. Wonderful. And 2nd to 1st, and now you're brought it right into the now, right now. So you may feel the energy shifting in your body. You might see or sense a greater flow of energy. Now you're connected more to your spirit because your consciousness now is in the present moment of time. And you have to be in exact universal time to have your heart-based manifestations work for you. This is how you want to live your life. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Good. Being in the now always feels just kind of effortless, and it feels like no time really goes by at all. It's a lot more fun than when you're sitting in the past or in the future.
Yeah, and all your problems come from the past because you bring them up.
Yeah.
You keep recycling. So.
Yeah.
But you want to
and
have emotional clarity, too.
And worry about the future.
Yeah, and the future, then you're just, you know... Yeah, the future could cause problems too. Yeah, but so you want to be in the moment if you can. That way you're always in the flow of the divine, because the divine, you notice when you're in the flow, time stops for you, and then you have all your spiritual information and connections with your spirit. Otherwise, you're going to be using thought energy, and the thought energy is the matrix energy. And the matrix energy is what we want to get out of here. We want to get into pure divine creative source energy, which is in alignment with the divine and in alignment with our own spirit. So this is the whole basic teachings that we try to instill in everybody, is to go inside, go to your heart, get your guidance from inside, and at that point you're connected. And it's very hard to buy spirituality because it won't give you enough information. You know, our church is here for, you know, a long, long time in the past to sidetracked us to pray to something outside of ourselves, some God in the sky, you know, with a beard or whatever, and people do that, and their energy goes right out there to some energy pool, and it's gathered up by something or someone or some species to use. So you want to keep your spiritual integrity to yourself. Don't give away your gift, and have your spirit entangled with cordings by energies that you know nothing about. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we've done, you've brought in the creation energies 1 through 6, and how about 7, 8, and 9?
Okay, we do have time, looks like, so here comes energy number 7, and just again, put on the creation light chip insignia in front of you, and just clicked on mine here, and we'll put some music on, and here comes energy number 7. So, again, you may feel your monitor change frequencies a little bit here. And you're still in this beautiful cocoon of energy, a bubble of energy around you, keeping you out of that mind control energy that's transmitted here off-planet and affecting everyone here on this planet and controlling your thoughts to keep you from the ascension process and connecting to your own divinity inside. Creative Source Energy number 8. And here it comes. Remember, it's only a heart connection that's going to be using to you, not on your mind. So kind of go into your heart and breathe into this beautiful energy. Energy number 9, and here it comes. You should feel your body getting very full of this beautiful energy right now. Each one is like a little piece of the pie, so maybe just, we only got 2 minutes left. I guess we'll have to stop after this one here. How do you keep your energy? Just don't do thought projections outside of yourself. Try to stay in your heart, because your heart will not give away your energy. Your mind will. So that's probably, I guess, the easiest way to answer that one. And if any of you are interested, we're doing having a beautiful healing session this coming Saturday, the 15th, at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a 4-hour Creation Lightship healing session geared for the ascension process. We'll be on the light ship for 4 hours, and it's wonderful. We do water charging, and it's on a conference line, and the price is $60 for a 4-hour light ship healing. And then we also do $20 healing calls Monday and Friday night. So they're all very, very affordable. So anything you want to add before we have to sign off, Sylvia?
That was pretty much it. I think that 4-hour ascension preparation call is definitely my favorite time each month, and the people that come on it look forward to it each time. It's just a really beautiful, beautiful experience. So if you have the opportunity to do that, we would love to have you on there with us. And other than that, just stay heart-centered and connected to your spirit. And until then, we'll see you Wednesday. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, and goodbye and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all.